Amen. Where we gather, he gathers with us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And since he says the Spirit of the Lord is in the place, he's in the place. He's in the place because we want him here. If we didn't want him here, then he'd lurk in the windows, waiting to be invited, but we invite him. We invite him. You are welcome in this place, mighty God. You are welcome in this place, Abba Father. We lift our hands to you as we pledge our love anew. You are welcome in this place, mighty God. Amen. Mighty God. He's a mighty God. We serve a mighty God. We don't serve a weak-spined, crumbly-footed statue. We serve a mighty God. A mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah. If we will allow him and do as he commanded, he didn't suggest, he commanded. He commanded the disciples, he said, you go wait until you receive power. He breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. It wasn't a suggestion. It was, if you want clarification, if you want to understand, if you want to know what's going on, you better receive the Holy Spirit. Because he makes it all make sense. We know that the disciples living with him in his proximity did a lot of head shaking. You know? I mean, they, like, until I see the holes in his hands and put my finger in his side, I'm not going to believe, Thomas said. So Jesus came to him and said, here, Thomas. And Thomas said, whoa, I believe. You know, God wants us to have I believe moments. He wants us to experience those faith-building moments. He wants light bulbs to come on. You know, we talked last week about your light. Your light. How important your light is. Your shining is. Your shining is to others. But also, your light from the heavens. I think, Vicki, didn't you say you had a dream and you could see all these little lights in different places? You know? The light. You are the light of the world. But, you know, like, in this room, those lights have a responsibility. When we flip the switch, they have a responsibility to light the place up. You know? We have a responsibility to keep ones that light in the socket. But our only thing that we really need to do for it to work is flip the switch. Now, things can mess up with that. You know, but if we flip the switch and the lights don't come on, do we throw in the towel and the world has come to an end? Well, no, we think, well, maybe we need to check the breakers. And so we check the breaker. If nothing comes on then, that's it. We're toast. Never going to shine again. It just doesn't work. No, we call Northwest Power, and we say, is there a problem? Because obviously the things are hooked up. They worked before. They work every time we punch the button, turn the dial, flip the switch. They work, and if they don't work, there's a problem, but we can fix the problem. Sometimes we have to wait. But we wait. If it's raining 2 inches an hour, we might watch the sump pump a tiny bit, you know. But it's still okay. Then we might look again and it's getting close. It's getting close. Now, what are we going to do, you know? Oh, man, at my house, I have a generator in my garage. But the power's out. I can't get into my garage. And every time I say to myself, I am going to cut a hole in that wall and I'm going to put a walk-in door there. But when the disaster is averted, I still don't have a walk-in door. To be honest with you, when it was rumbling like it was last night, it might have been wise for me to go out and pull that little handle on my garage door opener so that then I can open it without that power. I will do it under my own power. You know? But even if I don't do that, and even if the sump pump overflows, and even if we have to vacuum water, and even if, yet I will praise the Lord. Isn't that what Habakkuk said? You know? Well, was he foolish? No, he wasn't. He was talking about things that seldom get that bad for us. But he said, we're going to praise the Lord. I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to praise the Lord. What causes us to praise the Lord? How can we praise the Lord? The Holy Spirit dwelling in us richly. Paul said, I pray the God, the source of all hope. Who's the source of all your hope? Yeah, Jesus. Who gives you strength? Amen. Who gives you strength? I can do everything through Christ who strengthens me. He is the source of all hope. He is. He's better than Northwest Energy. He's more powerful than Northwest Energy. If it rained and rained and rained and the power didn't come on and my garage door wouldn't open, he could pump my basement. Oh, come on, Roger. Are you saying God would make your sump pump work? He could. And you want to know if he did, I would broadcast it. It's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. Praise our God Most High. Tell about his love in the morning, his faithfulness at night. You think God's not faithful? He pumped my basement. As I look at my cellar, I'm starting to think he's the only thing holding up my basement. There's some work that needs to be done. My wife doesn't have the faith I do, so I need to put something in there. I'm just kidding. You know? And I don't have foolish faith like God hold this thing up. I look at it. Give me an idea, Lord. Give me an idea, Lord. We'll get it. We won't worry about it. He makes sense of it when you don't worry. He makes sense of it when you try to worry, but you just can't. You just can't enter clear into it. There's something that just is, something in your head saying, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You need to allow that to dwell in you richly. We need to yield ourselves to that Spirit of God in us. A guy by the name of Jim Samuelson. Jim Samuelson was actually, he was there when we were up in North Dakota seeing Rodney Howard Brown. He was up there. And so anyway, that doesn't make any difference. But every now and then he sends me these things. And this last week he sent me a video, and it was a video of a move of the Holy Spirit. And it was at a Kenneth Hagin service long ago. And it starts, you know, and he's just there going, psh, psh, psh. The Holy Spirit was just on the move. And he would walk by people, and they would go into sped up photography. I mean, just, they'd be standing there, and he would just tap the guy on the end, and the whole row would just crash, you know. Now, in the natural, people would be saying, well, that's senseless. All those people, they're going to get hurt. I didn't see any ambulances come. But it just, I was like that watching it, you know. The presence and the power of God, that's what we desire. Oh, we don't need those manifestations. Oh. Why don't we need them? If Holy Spirit is moving that way, who are we that we don't need them? Maybe we could let the walls fall down and we could just step in. And he was talking about yielding yourselves to the Holy Spirit, you know? And he would just say, somebody ought to yield. And whole sections would just light up. It was just the suggestion to go ahead and yield to what was inside of them. What was going on inside them. Just go with it. Before I yielded and I began to speak in tongues, I would be just overload. My heart would be beating fast. I'd be... But I wasn't going to make it up. I was going to make God do it. Well, he's more patient than me. He waited on me because I wasn't waiting on him. You know? But when you wait upon the Lord, he renews your strength. He renews your strength. And his strength is in the presence of God. Your strength is in your faith. Your strength is in your hope. And so he says, I pray that God, who's the source of all hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust him. If we go word by word on this, I'll miss jail, okay? You know how it makes. But fill you completely. Do you think that he's got a half a cup for some? A teaspoon for others? Because that's what some people say. Well, I'm just not the way you are. No, you're just not yielded to the Holy Spirit. We're just vessels. We're just vessels, you know? I mean, sometimes it'd be like, Michael wants juice, and I'll bring it to him in a cup. He'll say, not that cup. It still tastes the same. Now, his mother will go get him a different cup. His mother has grown. I stand corrected. She's just getting tough. I just leave it there. It'll get drank. God gives the Holy Spirit without measure. Without measure. How much do we want to manifest? Some people are like, well, I don't like that cup. You know? I'll guarantee you that I could show that video and there'd be a lot of people, that's disgusting. People going crazy over the goodness of God. Oh, we don't need that kind of stuff. Well, we do. We do. We do. Say we do. We do. I do. Absolutely. Pour it out, Lord. You know, pour it out. It doesn't have to be in an auditorium full of people. It doesn't have to be in a church building. It can be, you know, poured out in the shower. Hallelujah. Don't run a deep bath. You might drown. No, you won't drown. You'll be fine. Be being filled. But I want you to get it completely, because with that completeness comes joy and peace. And joy and peace, you can trust in that. You can trust in that. Blessed are they who put their trust in the Lord. Put it in the Lord. Put it in the Lord. And when you lose sight of it, put it there again. Put it there again. Put it there again. Put it there again. Put it there. Put it there. That's not biophysics. Just put it there. You don't have to know the laws of inertia and relativity. Just put it there. Put it there. Just throw it up there. God can catch it. Put it there. He wants them to do that. He said, then you will overflow with confident hope. Yeah. Well, it's hard not to be afraid. No, it's a lot more work to be afraid. Well, how do you quit? Quit. We've been breaking in the new motor on the boat. You can't drive a new motor like an old motor. Yesterday, Vicki was getting the boat ready to go in. And it's, boom! Oh, you just can't push it quite as far with this one as you could with the other one. Exactly, exactly. Fortunately, that was in reverse when she did that. You can't drive, you know, the new cars, they say you don't have to break them in. But this boat specifically says you got to break the motor in. After 2 hours, we can go faster. I said, well, wait, I got to go out there when it's not running and find out where full throttle is so we don't get so close to it, you know. But it doesn't want to. And you go fast and you go slow and you go this and you go that. I can't wait until we can just let it rip. Because I'm just going to sit in my little chair and watch her have fun. The Spirit comes upon her. I'll say it's Holy Spirit. But, I mean, she's just... Wait, after 2 hours we can go fast. Yes, but we cannot go full throttle. You know? Thank God, with God, go full throttle. Start full throttle. Run that thing all day full throttle. Full throttle. Only slow down when the Holy Spirit says you got to. Otherwise, full throttle. 150% straightforward for God. You'll overflow with confident hope. Overflow. Overflowing confident hope prays for anything, anywhere, at all times. You just can't help yourself. Somebody says, oh, and you go, let me pray. You know? Why not? Why not? How do we get that? Through the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not an also-ran. It's the Holy Spirit of God. Jesus said, basically he said, okay, listen guys, your source is the Holy Spirit. You don't get it now, you don't get much. The disciples were living examples of what we discover as we grow in the Lord. The more we grow in the Lord, the more we know we don't know. You know? And the further they got into it, boy, they just didn't know. You know? I mean, like, this is crazy. Someone this week in one of the Bible studies said, you know, Jesus said to the disciples, see, couldn't you watch and pray with me for 1 hour? Couldn't you just watch with me for 1 hour? You can't watch that for an hour. Seeing him grieving like that, sweating tears, I don't know, you know. I don't know. Couldn't you just be with me? Couldn't you just stay with me? In their minds, it's like, you don't understand, Lord. This is way beyond us. We don't get it. But when we come to the Holy Spirit and receive the Holy Spirit, we don't get it. We already got it. And so if we've got it, we just need to search for it. We need to apply what we have. At the end of that message, Kenneth Hagin's, he called for Keith Moore. Keith Moore, come up here. And this was when Keith Moore was still at his ministry, and Keith Moore came up to close it out and give the altar call, basically, was what he came up to do. And he just started talking to them, you know. And he said, when it comes to the Holy Spirit, it's not just receiving it, it's yielding the Holy Spirit. You got to yield to the Holy Spirit. You got to yield. And then they would, every time he would say yield, there'd be people just now they're trying to control themselves. I mean, it's like, you know, because it's supposed to slow down now. But you know, God doesn't have to slow down until God wants to. When we're worshiping, I seek the Lord. I wanna go where He wants to go. I wanna go to the music that He wants to do, you know, and you don't wanna just become like, well, we're gonna trigger the Lord this way, and I'm going along and I was okay going with Him, but He had something in mind, and He said, you know, you don't have to stay away from something thinking that you're going to get me to do something. I like that song. These are the days of Elijah. He wanted to get there. Okay. I just go there anytime I want to then. No, I want to go with the Lord. But finally, Keith Moore said, oh, somebody in this place has got to yield. Mayhem. Once again, they yielded to the Spirit of God. They yielded to the power of God that they were experiencing. They manifested, and they manifested absolute foolishness to those that are perishing, but the power of God to those who believe. You know? Because they were just responding to God. Responding to God. You see, that would be the ultimate example of foolishness. Just responding to God. Oh, I'm not that way. He is. You know. But He made me the way that I am. Yes, He did. He did. But He also gave you the ability to get out of your role. He filled you completely when you asked. And with the power of God, then we respond in whatever way. And we can, you know, He said, pray without ceasing. Give me a break. How are we going to pray without ceasing? Holy Spirit prays. All we got to do is respond to it. We see something and we want to judge it or complain about it, and the Holy Spirit says, pray. Even if it's, Lord, help you, that's a prayer. To yield to the Spirit of God. We aren't out to impress others. We're out to prefer others. I would love to pray and see every person instantly, totally, completely healed. And like I said about my pump, God could pump my basement. He could just drill a big old lake underneath my sump up and it just keep draining in there. He could do whatever he could do if you can believe all things are possible with God. I could go home and my cellar walls could all be brand new. It may take my help. He may want me to help. But he wouldn't need it. He wouldn't need it. He can do it. He can do all things. And with him, we can do all things. You know? He would go and pray all night. I say, man, I couldn't pray all night, but I can drive all night. Maybe I could drive and pray all night. I get in a lot of prayer time and the windshield time. But the idea of just praying all night, man, me and the boys would be sleeping in the band, you know, with. But then again, I could because the Holy Spirit. Do you understand? It's not outlandish to expect and to anticipate Holy Spirit in our lives accomplishing what we can't hope for even or imagine or begin to believe. But he wants us to have wow moments. He wants us to have wow moments. Wow moments are faith building. Wow moments are kingdom building. And the wows aren't just for a few. The wows are for all. Yield yourself to the Holy Spirit. Be prepared to be that difference maker. You are a difference maker. You are the light of the world. You are. You are. You might have to hit the circuit breaker once in a while to get it going. You might have to change a bulb. You might have to. But whatever, it's worth it. Because that's what's going to last. That is what's going to last. That's what's going to stand the time of eternity. The degree to which we are yielded to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. He is able to turn us. He is able to transform us. He's able. That's why Jesus said, wait till you receive power. Because when you receive that, this is all going to make sense. And what happened? Holy Spirit came. Peter stood up and said, whoa, 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 whoa. We ain't drunk, man. We're just yielded to the Holy Spirit. And, you know, we figured this thing out. All of a sudden, I understand what this has been all this time. He came. You killed him. He raised from the dead. He's going to come back and he's going to get everyone. He's going to forgive everyone. What do we have to do? Just pray and receive him. That's all. Just that simple. It can't be that simple. All our lives we've been sacrificing. We've been disappointing God. We've been doing this and we've been doing that. But now you can have the Holy Spirit who will guide you into all truth. I think to the Corinthians or to somebody, Paul said, be being filled. In other words, keep being filled. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and fill the thirsting of my soul, bread of heaven. Fill me till I want no more. And as soon as it drains out, just a little, fill me till I want no more again. Marathon runners look for a second wind. Come on, folks, let's run this marathon. Run the race to win. Amen? Amen. Because he comes and he makes sense of all of it. He comes And he makes it make sense that it doesn't make sense. He comes and he makes it okay that you can't figure it out. He comes and he makes it possible to not worry about anything. Pray about everything. To let God know your requests and thank him for what he's done. And you can't, you know, if you run into a problem, James said, hey, get happy. Get happy. Look forward to the solution. If nothing else, look forward to God in your life. Look forward to Holy Spirit coming saying, I got this. And leave it with, I've got this. Not, well, how? What do you mean? It doesn't look like you've got it. Nah, he's got this. Amen? Amen. So, Lord, we pray that you, God, the source of all hope, will fill us completely with joy and peace because we trust you. Say, Lord, I trust you. I trust you. Lord, we look forward to that overflow of confident hope through the power of Holy Spirit dwelling in us richly. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. If you noticed out front, there's a poster. Big form of this. There's a bunch of these, and there's tickets and things like that. That if you want, take some and pass them out. Put them on people's windshields. Do whatever you want. But the word is that...